And we've been waiting for a call back from PG&E. We've got it. Deanna Contreras is on the phone with us right now. Good morning, Deanna.
Hi, Cliff. Good morning.
So we've got the PSPS planned for today. There seems to be a lot of confusion with regard to when this is going to be taking place here in Humboldt County. Can you try and clarify that for us?
Sure, yes. Yeah. So we have Humboldt County split in the north and in the south. And the southern areas, you know, closer to Lake and Mendocino County, are the shutoff has begun in the southern areas. It started about 7 a.m. And then the northern areas will start tonight at about 9 p.m.
Okay, so that is what we've been told. So there's been some clarification given by several people that Humboldt is, you're not necessarily talking about Humboldt County, you're talking about the Humboldt Division, correct?
Well, no, in this case, it is Humboldt County. And we do have a Humboldt Division, yes, you are correct.
Mm-hmm.
But in Humboldt County, north and south for this, just because of it's such a long county. It's the way that the lines run. There's some that are in the southern portion of the county that need to be de-energized sooner, depending on the weather pattern, than those in the northern part of the county.
So you're saying places such as like Garberville and Redway have already been de-energized?
In Benbow, that's correct. Yeah, okay. those areas we're in the process right now. The outage map should continue to be updated throughout the day. I don't see any outages right now. PGE.com/outages, but it should be starting underway.
Okay. So in this case, even though we are talking about different divisions, in this case you're talking about actually Humboldt County, and the southern part is starting to be de-energized. Where is the point of demarcation, which is the southern and the northern part?
I don't have an exact, you know, line or border, again, because the power lines kind of, you know, cross every which way.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm assuming like the Willow Creek and Hoopa areas and are in the north, and Eureka area is in the north. But I think you were right. The Garberville, Redway, Benbow areas are the southern portion. So those are the areas that are getting impacted currently, or they will very soon, as mm-hmm. we just started the de-energization process at 7 a.m. this morning.
Okay. And so we can expect it around 9 p.m. tonight for places like Eureka and Arcata, Fortuna.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't expect it to go out all at 9 p.m. That's just an approximate time. Because remember, on Saturday, you know, some went out of power a little bit before then and some were a little bit after then. It's just an approximate time. We want everyone to take advantage of the power that they have right now to be prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Humboldt County, we were very fortunate in restoring almost everyone by yesterday by the time of this next public safety power shutoff. So it did give Humboldt County a little bit of time to, you know, recharge and get prepared for the next one, where I know a lot of other counties did not have that time. And so Sonoma County, for instance, because of the fire that's burning and some other counties.
Right. So approximately 9 o'clock, we can expect power to be going out in the northern part of the county, southern part. We can expect it now or very soon. About how long is this expected to last?
We are expected to get the weather all clear Wednesday, tomorrow, midday, so around noon tomorrow. And that means that we can start inspecting the lines and start restoring power as soon as it's safe to do so. So that's the good news, is we do have a potential window for restoration for tomorrow around noon.
So now the wind event you're talking about is expected to end at noon, or restoration of power is beginning at noon?
The peak of the weather system is expected to end. As we're looking at the forecast right now, it's expected to end at noon on Wednesday, and so we could start the restoration process. So, of course, shortly after the inspections begin, we can start restoring power, but not everybody is going to be restored all at the same time. We're hoping by the end of day Wednesday, everybody can be restored. And we have been able to restore power fairly quickly in Humboldt, because the situation in Humboldt, and the reason why most of the county is impacted, is because of the transmission lines. We are de-energizing the three transmission lines that feed Humboldt. There aren't any other sources of power. So once we get those transmission lines back up and running, then, you know, Humboldt is able to, you know, be restored. So that's the good news about Humboldt, is they are being restored fairly quickly compared to other counties.
Okay, so we can expect restoration probably Wednesday early evening. Is that how it's looking at this point?
I'll say Wednesday evening.
Wednesday evening, okay. Now, I hate to ask, but are there any other expected PSPS events in the future?
Oh, gosh, I don't. At this point, and this is the third time Humboldt County has been impacted, and this will be the third time those same 66,400 customers are being impacted.
Mm-hmm.
So we understand that this is a real hardship, that this is more than an inconvenience, because this is the third time that most of the county has been impacted because of the weather. But these are some historic wind events that we are seeing, some extreme weather that we are seeing. We'll continue to monitor. I don't see another one coming up. I hope we're all in the clear by Wednesday evening or Thursday morning. But, you know, I'll definitely keep you updated if something else pops up.
Okay, because it's really also affecting our local colleges and universities, because there have been so many classes. They generally will wait another day beyond where the restoration happens, and it's really affected a lot of the students and the teaching schedules and whatnot.
Oh, sure. No, that's everywhere. I mean,
yeah.
Marin County has the same situation. Most of the county was out yesterday, too, and same with Sonoma County, and all the schools have been canceled all week long. It's a difficult situation.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of seniors in Humboldt County that have really been impacted by this. Their oxygen machines aren't working. Their breathing devices are not working, and a lot of them are housebound and really can't go out and get portable. So they've really been impacted, and hopefully we can keep this to a minimum.
Absolutely. We're going to do everything we can to get the power turned back safely and as quickly as possible.
Okay. So Southern Humboldt being impacted as we speak. The northern part of Humboldt County, we're expecting 9-ish, somewhere in that ballpark.
Yes, that's correct. That's as of right now. Obviously, the weather can change. It's a very fluid situation. That's the update that I have for you right now.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of winds are we talking about this go-round?
This go around, it doesn't look like it's going to be as historic as Saturday's wind event. I'm thinking, let me see. I think the last wind event was, we were seeing 102 mile per hour winds in Sonoma County and other places, 92, 93 mile per hour wind gusts in a lot of the areas. And this one is another dry, windy weather event impacting 17 counties. So
yeah,
a little bit less of a weather event, about 179,000 customers. So hopefully, definitely not as many customers impacted this time around.
Yeah. I mean, as most of these events, you know, I'm looking out my window right now at the trees. The leaves aren't even slightly rustling. You could not get a kite off the ground right now. So it's when we're hearing of these historic wind events and we look out our window and it's like, not here. It's frustrating.
Yeah. Most of the wind events are in Sonoma County and in the Sierra, Santa Cruz, Butte, Placer, and other areas. And like I said before, Humboldt is a unique situation in that the transmission lines that power the county are in those danger areas and are in the high fire risk area, and with seeing those historic wind events. Even though you may not be experiencing the wind and the weather, you know, further on down the lines, they are.
All right. Well, thank you, Deanna. I appreciate you calling me back and getting us up to speed.